I'm FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours Main News. We take a look at stories making headlines. State House keeps silence on Lungu's repatriation impasse, cites legal process. PEP unveils Chandaka Toto as presidential candidate for August 2026 polls. Trump says King will be very safe during U.S. visit after security talks.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. State House has opted to remain silent over the ongoing impasse in the repatriation of former President Edgar Lungu so as to allow the due process of the law to take its course. And State House communication specialist Clayson Hamasaka has since dismissed the calls by opposition political parties for President Arinde Ichilema to address the nation over the ongoing impasse surrounding former President Edgar Chagwa Lungu. Some opposition leaders have argued that the presidential address would help promote unity and provide clarity on the matter. Mr. Hamasaka says that the president cannot comment publicly as this issue is currently before the courts. Mr. Hamasaka has cautioned that continued public debate on the matter risks being prejudicial to ongoing legal proceedings. He has since urged stakeholders to refrain from discussing the issue and allow the judicial process to take its course.
These issues are in court, and do you know what happens when an issue is in court? Even these ones who are discussing commentaries around it, it's prejudicial. So the deputy, they can't come there and start addressing those issues which are in court. And you even know who is in court right now. So that's the issue there. You can't comment on that.
Former First Lady Esther Lungu has called for God's peace that surpasses all understanding during a memorial prayers for her late husband, former President Edgar Lungu, held at the Praise Christian Center in Lusaka. The tribute was read on her behalf by Patriotic Front and National Chairperson Jean Kapata. In it, Ms. Lungu described the late president as a father to the nation, a leader to the Zambian people, and a friend to many across the world. She added that she takes comfort in knowing that as his memory is lifted in prayer, he is held in the hands of the same God he faithfully served.
When I teach us to grow with love, with faith, and with a heart that we are looking towards God and towards others. Today, in this moment of prayer, I put up with knowing that He is there in the hands of the same God who is there.
Tabernacle of David, the Pentecostal Assemblies of God, PAOG, Bishop Harrison Sakala, who attended as guest of honor, told mourners that the prayers should yield positive results and emphasize the need for love among Zambians. Former President Edgar Lungu died on 5th June 2025. His burial has been delayed due to the ongoing impasse between his family and the Zambian government. The memorial at Praise Christian Center is one of the several services held since his death as the dispute over funeral arrangements continues.
It is also important. Even what we have done here, it is a remembering of the legacy of the man that departed. We would not have had the official day of prayer in October on the 18th. He declared it. That's a legacy. Okay? And also, if there's also a legacy we don't want to talk about because of the crossroads we are at. The legacy we have is that he was provoked unto the extreme, but still he restrained himself. That's a legacy. And contained in this phrase where it says, ask for the ancient path, he's simply saying, don't despise legacy.
The Patriots for Economic Progress, PEP, has unveiled Chandaka Totowe as its presidential candidate for the August 13, 2026 general elections. Party President Sean Tembo announced the development during a press briefing held in Lusaka, stating that he will instead contest the election as the party's running mate. Mr. Tembo has explained that the decision reflects his commitment to prioritizing the interests of the Zambian people above personal ambition.
In this year's election, on the 13th of August. The champion for economic progress or self-insurance does not only stand a chance of winning, but we are now 100% sure that we shall win. The reason for that bold statement is simple. I'm Sean Claremont and my party officials who have been running with this party for economic progress.
Meanwhile, Mr. Katoto has accepted the nomination, wholeheartedly pledging not to only lead the party to electoral victory but also delivering meaningful change for citizens. He emphasized the need for unity, noting that the current moment presents a critical opportunity for Zambians to come together, especially amid growing concerns over governance and service delivery. Mr. Katoto is a member of parliament for Luapula constituency under the Patriotic Front and had previously expressed interest in contesting for the presidency at the party's convention, which has yet to take place due to protracted legal battles.
For this, my brother, together with the distinguished members and the National Organizing Committee of PEP, I commend you and applaud your wisdom, applaud your sacrifice. In the history books of this country, President Sean Tembo's name is engraved in the history of this country because of this momentous occasion. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, fellow Zambians, simply put, let me introduce once more our running mate and incoming Republican Vice President.
Governance expert Wesley Meander says that the issue of civil servants resigning before participating in active politics or contesting elective positions is delicate and requires careful consideration. Mr. Meander says that it would be unfair for public workers to resign before party adoptions are concluded, as some may leave their jobs only to discover later that they were not adopted. He notes that the resignation should not only be considered once an individual has officially secured adoption to contest an election, rather than during the early stages when people are merely expressing political interest or campaigning internally. Mr. Meander says that forcing civil servants to resign too early could discourage capable people from participating in politics and public leadership. He adds that the government should create a fair system that allows more citizens, including civil servants, to participate in governance while still respecting public service rules.
It's a very delicate issue when it comes to civil servants who want to participate in active politics or who intend to aspire for any electable position. Why? Because you cannot talk of somebody resigning even before they know that they are going to be adopted. Okay, you know, what if they don't get adopted? What happens? They just resign and then it ends there. It cannot be fair. I think for me as a governance expert, I look at it as an unfair way of treating our civil servants. Why don't we wait until the adoption time? Once somebody is adopted, then actually they can relinquish their
And now, business news. Business news.
The Energy Regulation Board, DRB, has authorized the Luapula Funds Limited to operate a newly constructed first ever service station in Chiengi District. ARB Public Relations Manager Namukolo Kasumpa says that the milestone reflects the regulator's commitment to expanding energy access to rural and fuel deficit communities. She explained that the residents previously traveled nearly 135 kilometers to Chiengi for fuel, a burden the new station will now ease. According to Ms. Kasumpa, the facilities containerized fuel refueling station built to comply with the Zambian standard and the Petroleum Industry Code of Practices for above ground containerized tank installation. She notes that the station is fully meets safety requirements, product quality, environmental protection, and occupational health. Ms. Kasumpe states that the development reaffirms ARB's dedication to improving access to energy services nationwide, with particular focus on underserved areas. She adds that members of the public interested in setting up filling stations in unserved areas can find requirements on the ARB website or by visiting ARB offices in Lusaka, Kitwe, Livingstone, and Kasama.
This milestone marks the opening of Chiengi's very first service station, highlighting ARB's commitment to extending energy access to rural and fuel deficit areas. Until now, residents had to travel nearly 135 kilometers to Chiengi to obtain fuel.